Introduction: The purpose of the project. The primary purpose of this project is to improve the viewer's understanding of slavery and imprisonment in Brazil and their connections to the transatlantic. In this particular case, the focus will be slavery from West Africa to Brazil. When exploring the page, the viewer will be able to form their own opinions on freedom and its ultimate connection to movement. For this project, it is essential to note that although freedom has a multitude of definitions, on the surface level, freedom is the ability to act without restriction. Theories of freedom shown through text. Angela Davis. Angela Davis, a Black female activist, has explored the connection of prison to slavery and thus its connection to freedom, or lack thereof. In The Meaning of Freedom, Davis states, "I suppose that very few people think about the fact that the institution of the prison has claimed a place at the very core of Black history, particularly since the abolition of slavery. Although she is discussing the United States, Brazil has faced similar issues with their prisons." On the left side, there's a photograph of Angela Davis by WBUR.org. Orlando Patterson. Orlando Patterson, an activist and author, examined the idea of personal freedom. In his text, Freedom in the Making of Western Culture, Patterson writes, "Personal freedom, at its most elementary, gives a person the sense that one, on the one hand, is not being coerced or restrained by another person in doing something desired, and on the other hand, the conviction that one can do as one pleases within the limits of other person's desire to do the same." The concepts these two authors and activists have studied intertwine with the ideas seen throughout the project. For example, Davis studied American slavery and its transformation to imprisonment, an occurrence that has happened in Brazil. Patterson defined personal freedom, another key idea demonstrated throughout the project. We discuss how slaves and prisoners lack personal freedom despite being in two different eras. How does slavery connect to imprisonment? Brazil's prison system originated in slavery when colonists took their slaves to dungeons for any reason they wanted. Today, prisoners are mainly Afro-Brazilian, poor, sick, and indigenous people, which relates to a continuation of some of its darker times. Brazil has achieved abolishing slavery, but a large amount of Afro-Brazilians are still trapped in a cycle of violence and labor. After they are arrested, they are deprived of a legal judicial process, required to live in overcrowded facilities, and exposed to appalling conditions such as torture and bad health practices. These types of struggles relate directly to Brazil's slave trade. Young Afro-Brazilians make up two-thirds of Brazil's current inmate population and have yet to become welcomed into society. Keywords: slave, quote, "a person held in servitude as the chattel another," end quote, Merriam-Webster. Inmate, quote, "a person confined as in a prison or hospital," end quote, Merriam-Webster. Transatlantic slave system, quote, "segment of the global slave trade that transported between 10 million and 12 million enslaved Africans across the Atlantic Ocean to the Americas from the 16th to the 19th century," end quote, Britannica.